The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
It's the show you can listen to any way you like. You can wear what you like, or you can wear nothing at all. And you can sit or stand or even squat.
Go ahead, squat a little. You've earned it.
I'm squatting.
And now your host, Eric Metaxas.
Yeah, he's squatting. Isn't that great? Newsflash, Todd Wilkerson squatting in California. Albin,
yeah.
We've got to get rid of Todd. He's bringing us down. This is a serious news program. We don't need
stations are dropping us everywhere.
It's just not crazy. Right. I've instructed him to clean up his act. He's refused. Okay, speaking of news, yes. We get to talk in this whole hour to our friend John Zmirak.
Yay.
Unless the beagles have killed and eaten him, which can happen. Sometimes these beautiful animals, they go feral. They snap back to their roots as wolves. And for all we know, Zmirak is no more. But let's see if he is. John, are you no more?
No, Eric, I am here, but you did happen upon how I want to be disposed of when I leave this earth is to be fed to the beagle.
You want to be fed to your own beagles?
I hope carry on in them.
I would like to think that you would take care of your body in such a way that you might outlive the beagles, John. You're like younger than me.
More beagles.
You're younger than me, but take care of yourself because the beagles, there's other food they can eat. Yeah. I mean, that's generous of you, but there's other food they can eat. Okay, you're in Texas with the beagles. Albin and I are in New York City without the beagles. So, first of all, how are the beagles doing? That's the audience is dying to know. Before we get into Trump and all the politics.
They're doing fantastic, and they'll be doing even better when you guys send that My Pillow thing. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, now I'm angry.
Yeah, I am too, because I asked you to send me everything.
I sent the address.
No, but you didn't send me what you wanted specifically.
No, I know what he wants specifically,
okay.
Albin.
Oh,
I know. We're having big communication problems here.
We're going to have to handle this.
I'm going to do a sweep. We're going to get a whole new staff.
And
a whole new John Zmirak. Everybody's going to be new, going to be replaced, including me. Okay. So, John, let me just say we have a lot to talk about today. Where would you like to start? You want to start with the unplanned movie?
Sure, because I think I'm sure you've talked about it before, but I want to take the opportunity to tell people.
First of all,
if you haven't seen Unplanned, get out there to see it.
And by the way, I have to interrupt because I don't.
Powerful pro-life movie. It's a true story. It's based on the memoir of a woman who started as a volunteer at Planned Parenthood and worked her way up to become Employee of the Year and director of a very successful abortion clinic before having an epiphany.
Well, I don't know if you knew this, but I was supposed to be in the movie, and that's not a joke.
Really?
Yeah. I was supposed to be in the movie, and we couldn't work it out with my schedule because I'm shooting Smokey and the Bandit 3 right now. And that's not true.
Well, I think the actress they got to play Abby Johnson did a good job. So.
Well, first of all, she's so beautiful. Yeah. I just thought to myself, she's really beautiful. She's a good actress. And she clearly holds the movie together because yeah. it's not like it was directed by DeMille or, you know, it's a kind of a basic story. But she holds it together. Her performance holds it together. And she's wonderful. And the movie, the reason I say I was supposed to be in it, I was supposed to play a small, very small role of the father of the who brings his daughter in to get the abortion.
Oh, yeah.
That was my role. And that son of a sea cook stole it out from under me. And, oh, I'm mad. I'm going to call up Johnny Russo to straighten all that out.
He's beagle mad.
I'm mad. Well, in all seriousness, I was supposed to play that role, and I thought how weird it would be if I was watching the film and I was in the film. So I'm almost glad that I didn't. But part of the reason I bring that up is because Mike Lindell of MyPillow has a cameo at the end of the movie. It's like one of the most delightful things. I cheered when I saw him. Did you know that was him?
Didn't he fund the movie? Didn't he make?
Well, he's one of those who did. Yeah, he's one of those. He believes so strongly
in
the pro-life.
Makes me want to buy more MyPillows than I have heads.
Well, you know something, the MyPillow is a sponsor on the program, and I do say that to people, is that one of the reasons that I want to patronize MyPillow.com, and they sell everything way beyond pillows. I mean, they're selling sheets, and they've got all kinds of stuff. We've been telling you about the pet beds, which I'm sorry you still don't have, but they've got everything. And if you go to MyPillow.com and order, you use the code Eric or Metaxas. But the point is that this is a guy who puts his money where his mouth is. He has given millions yeah. to good causes, one of which is this movie. And so they gave him a role at the end, as you saw. I mean, you had to laugh. I mean, it's hilarious to suddenly see Mike Lindell on a bulldozer.
Well, he was the guy driving the bulldozer.
You didn't recognize him. See, that's why I talk so much, because I want everyone to know everything that they didn't know. Yeah, that's him. And you saw Lila Rose was in it.
Reporter.
Yes.
You saw Lila Rose. And there was someone else in it. I didn't recognize them, but I know that it's somebody that I know. Anyway, and I was supposed to be in it.
Well, just one little cinematic note from it, okay? There's a character in it who plays the director of the clinic, who identifies Abby Johnson as a potential protege and sees her as somebody who can move up in Planned Parenthood. And she tests her by bringing her into a room to have her reassemble the parts of an aborted child, which they have to do to make sure they haven't left any piece of the child inside its mother.
They call it the POC room.
When Abby doesn't flinch, this character says, "You're the only first person who hasn't broken down crying at this.
Yeah.
I think you've got a great future here." Well, the interest, appalling as that scene is, it's interesting to me that they picked an actress to play that ice queen, femme fatale monster of a clinic director who reminds me of like Wendy Davis and a lot of other pro-abortion activist women I've run into. The actress who plays Abby's real mother in the movie looks like her. They look like rival mothers struggling for the same woman's soul.
Only John Zmirak would pick that up.
I know. That's brilliant.
John, you know what? Now that you mention it, you're absolutely right. Wow.
Yeah, the real mother and the wire monkey mother.
The wire monkey mother? What?
Do you remember that? You
know, nobody's going to get that reference. You got to be clear. Can you please explain that? It's worth explaining.
Sure. In the 1940s and 50s, psychologists had this crazy idea that it was bad for children to hold them and comfort them when they cried, that you were making them weak and you might be making them sick, that they might catch diseases from you, that breastfeeding was a bad idea, that you should get nice, safe hygienic formula from a powder and give it to them in a bottle, and when they cry, let them cry it out, because that will make them stronger.
So all the evil in the world today began in the 30s and 40s. It's actually true.
This is what psychologists were saying. And one psychologist decided to test this out, and what he got was baby monkeys, and he took them from their mothers and put them in an environment. One set of monkeys had a stuffed monkey, a soft, cozy stuffed monkey as a substitute mother. The others had a monkey mother made out of wire. with
wait,
no
wait,
cushioning.
Wait a minute. This, if I were doing an experiment, this doesn't make sense. I would assume that one group would have an actual monkey
right,
mother.
Yeah.
No. They did. They just did one that simulated a monkey mother that was comfortable and soft.
Well, both of them are simulated. One of them is a simulated soft monkey mother, and the other one is a wire cage with like a bottle so that the monkey could, you know, suck the teat of the wire mother. I've never said that sentence before, and I never will again, I hope. Lord, don't let it happen.
We'll bleep it out.
I hope you visualize it every day.
You're so sick. Well, anyway. But
so he tested, and the monkeys that had the wire mother, even if they got more food and extra nutrients, they were not as healthy, and they often just curled up and died from the lack of affection. That's a wire monkey mama, and that's the character of the clinic director in the terrific new movie Unplanned, which you guys should all go and see and help make it a big success.
Well, actually, yeah. I saw it. Albin, who's backslidden, has not yet seen it.
No, I saw it.
Oh, you did see it?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
You saw the actual film, not just the poster.
No, I saw the film. I was literally, and I wrote to you, John, about this. I was moved to tears that opening scene.
All right, listen, we're going to go to a break.
Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to dig deeper into the term wire monkey mama. And I want to get T-shirts that say wire monkey mama. I like that very much. This is the Eric Metaxas Show talking to John Zmierich about the movie Unplanned and other news of the day. Today is Wednesday, April 3rd.
Given to a man with hands as cold as ice. So she tells him she must go.
For high school students who want to make the very most of their summer, there's the Summer Academy at the King's College, a premier Christian liberal arts college in New York City. This summer, join dozens of inquisitive high schoolers to study the ideas that shape civilizations. Choose from tracks like journalism, philosophy, economics, leadership, and visual storytelling, all taught from a biblical worldview. Learn more at tkc.edu/summeracademy. That's tkc.edu/summeracademy.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah, I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
You must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For locations, visit noahevent.com.
Hey, this is Eric Metaxas for Americans for Freedom of Religion. Look, I am blessed to have a platform where I can be authentic and open about who I am and what I believe. But too many public school students who want to peacefully pray, read the Bible, and share about their faith are silenced, embarrassed, and even disciplined by teachers and administrators. AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org teaches students of all faiths that they're protected while living out their faith in their public school. You'll find the Department of Education's clear guidelines on AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org. No student should have to apologize for being true to their values that you as parents worked so hard to instill in them. If you're a concerned Christian parent, please contact us so we can tell you how to get involved locally. You can volunteer, you can pray, and you can donate to keep our nonprofit mission moving forward. Visit AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org to learn more. We need your partnership to achieve our goals. What's happening in our public schools to Christian students can be changed, and we're asking for your help.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Many people today think the Bible, the most influential book in world history, is not only outdated, but also irrelevant, irrational, and even immoral. Dennis Prager here. I've written a book, The Rational Bible, Genesis, to prove otherwise. My new book demonstrates clearly and powerfully that the Bible remains profoundly relevant both for the great issues of our day and in each of our lives. The Rational Bible Genesis comes out this May, and I want to invite you to join me for an exclusive pre-launch event for my book, on May 6th in Orlando, Florida. That will be the first day it will be available to the public. Get your tickets today. Be part of a full-day celebration with me and our partners at TBN. Come and be part of the studio audience for the taping and live broadcast of my radio show. After the broadcast, I'll discuss my new book, answer your questions, and you'll get a signed copy of The Rational Bible Genesis. Join me in Orlando on May 6th. Get your tickets today when you visit my website, DennisPrager.com, and click on the Rational Bible banner. See you in Orlando.
Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that the annual maintenance fees are coming due, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Call today for a no-obligation consultation at 833-594-0077 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
If you change your mind,
take a chance.
I'm the first in line.
Take a chance.
Honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance
on me.
Take a chance.
If you need me, let me know. Gonna be around. If you got no place to go when you're feeling down. If you're all alone, where the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Hey, folks, we're talking to John Smirak. I'm sitting here with Alban Sater in the studio. It's the 3rd of April.
It is.
Wednesday.
All day.
John Smirak, the beagles that you have in your apartment there with you, they exist outside of time. They're unaware of months, weeks, days of the year. They simply exist in an eternity outside of time. And wouldn't you like to live there yourself?
Yeah, you know, you're making heaven sound good if it has beagles in it.
Heaven has everything in it that we could ever want, namely God himself. And you're gonna see God and you're going to be like, oh, I feel so stupid. I wanted those other things and it's all right here. It's like, you know, mainlining the thing itself. Okay, we're talking about the unplanned movie. And I was going to say that it's a terrific movie. And you made this brilliant observation, truly brilliant, because if I haven't seen it, it must be brilliant. You saw the correlation between the sort of evil woman who ran Planned Parenthood, who was all in it for the career. She was like, she's like a witch. She hates children. Yep. She hates pregnancies. And then you have on the other side the mother of Abby Johnson in the film, who looks a little bit like this evil woman, yeah, but is the good version. And she is pro-life and loving and even accepts her daughter. What's fascinating is they accept their daughter even though they disagree with her, and the love that's,
yeah,
there. And in the movie, they really do portray even the other side, people who work at Planned Parenthood,
yeah,
some of them as being decent people. And I love the fact that it wasn't, you know, a cartoon propaganda, that they were trying to tell the whole story.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, the woman who ran Planned Parenthood, she was the most attractive woman in the film. She was gorgeous, like a model looking.
Except for Abby Johnson.
Well, but you know what I mean. It's like
they did. Well, they did many things in the movie. I don't want to step on all of John's stuff here.
Okay,
but, John, so go ahead, because
well,
it really...
Well, this is something I wrote about in my article at stream.org, in my review.
Are you writing for the stream?
Yeah, 5 days a week, 5,000 words a week.
Incredible. Go ahead.
So I observed that it's interesting that her real mother and this ice queen who hates children and life itself, that they look alike. And but the clinic director is a high fashion, coiffed, plastic surgery, perfect artificial version of her real mother, who is warm and loving and tender and accepting. And it's just I'm reminded the contrast between Eve and Lilith. You know,
in some versions
of the Old Testament.
Yes.
They have Lilith, who was, according to Jewish folklore, the first bride that was created for Adam, but she turned wicked, and so God shoved her aside and gave him Eve.
She's the wire monkey mama.
Wire monkey mama.
The wire monkey mama of of the Near East. Yeah.
Yeah, the ancient version of Cecile Richards.
Wow. Mm. It's interesting because they did tap into some paradigms here, and you're quite right. There's something ultimately anti-life, and if you say anti-life, it's also anti-mother. That's really what it is. It's anti-mother. It's not anti-baby. It's anti-mother, and it says that.
Yeah, there's a great scene in the movie where Abby announces that she's pregnant, and the clinic director reacts with visceral disgust, as if Abby had said, I just ate a squirrel live on the street.
Right.
I did something disgusting and unnatural. It's reminded me of that hideous strength where the scientists are trying to get rid of biological reproduction because they consider it disgusting and they want to do it all cleanly in laboratories. You can also see that in Brave New World.
Absolutely. There's so much in the movie that was interesting to watch. I mean, the love that you see, one of the greatest scenes in the movie, I thought, is after Abby Johnson has decided to leave the clinic, very brave on her part, after she sees the sonogram of the child being killed in the womb, which you see at the beginning of the movie. So if you close your eyes for 3 minutes, you miss the stuff that some people claim gave it an R rating. But basically, at the end of the movie, she goes over to work with the pro-life group. And so then she stands at the fence counseling women herself. She feels she needs to do this as repentance for her soul. And there's one young girl, and I feel like it's one of the finest performances in the film. A young girl, she looks very young, but she acts beautifully. Like she looks genuinely distraught. It's very affecting. And talks to Abby Johnson. And you see what a lot of the women in these pregnancy centers and a lot of these sidewalk counselors, what they do. There's always going to be wackos out there. But most of the people doing this have real compassion and real love and no judgment. They are there to help these deceived women. And I thought it's so important that people see that. So I'm hoping that whole youth groups will get taken to this, that somebody will fund that. It's ridiculous. If there's a church out there and your youth group hasn't seen this, what are you waiting for? What are you doing? Because lives will be saved literally if you can get kids to see the truth about abortion.
Absolutely. I remember my high school, the Knights of Columbus funded buses for us to all go to the March for Life. And that was the first time I saw Washington, D.C. And I remember the bus pulling up and seeing the Supreme Court on the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, it kind of gave me a solemn view, a serious view of American politics that has never left me, and I've never stopped being active in the pro-life movement since.
Well, interesting you should bring that up, because I spoke at the March for Life, I guess it's two years ago, and I had never been to the March for Life, and here I am one of the speakers, and I look out at a sea of young people. It was astounding. And I knew, and I was sort of disappointed in a way, that these are all young Catholics. And I thought to myself, where are the evangelicals? Where, much more importantly, because there are some evangelicals there.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
But where are the Orthodox? I grew up in the Greek Orthodox Church. And I wonder, the archdiocese here in New York, Archbishop Demetrios, why is the AHEPA, and why are all of these other Greek organizations that purport to partner with the church, why are they not funding buses to send our young people in the Orthodox Church, Russian Orthodox down the line, but especially Greek Orthodox? Why is somebody not funding that? I would fund part of that. I will dip into savings to fund part of that. But there's so many wealthy Greeks in America, and it really upset me to look out and to say, look at these wonderful Catholic young people. Where are their Orthodox brothers and sisters? They act as though this isn't their issue. This is their issue. And so I want to say to every Greek Orthodox particularly, but every Orthodox in America, this is on you. If you do not teach your children this, you're going to see the ugly fruit of this. It's a horrible thing. And I did not know that the Knights of Columbus funded this kind of thing. But I said, somebody's funding this, because there were buses and buses and buses of wonderful young people. The Covington High School kids Those kinds of kids are there for that.
Think about that. Think about those Covington kids. What a powerful expose of evil they were involved in. They showed us so much that's dark about America, about the power structure, the way the media distorts and twists and corrupts our perception of things. All they did was show up for the March for Life and stand there waiting for their bus and keep their cool while a bunch of crazy people yelled at them. And they got dragged through the mud and then vindicated. And that whole spectacle, that showed us just how bad, just how corrupt and how tendentious our media really are. And all they did was stand there in this, you know, calm, almost Gandhi-like way and endure the insults of the leftists, the crazy people who gathered around them.
Well, it's fascinating because when you hear the what are they, the Black Israelites, or there's some really
Black Hebrew Israelites.
The Black Hebrew Israelites, those people are insane.
Mm-hmm.
They are violent, they're insane, and they are hilarious, that's right. But I've seen them in New York.
Yeah.
They used to be in Times Square, and they are straight out nuts. They're angry, they're historically insane, and they were taunting viciously these Covington kids. I mean, for adults to viciously taunt teenagers that way, they should get in trouble. And I assume they didn't get in trouble. And then you have this guy who looks like a tribal elder. He's anything but a tribal elder. He's an activist who happens to look like a tribal elder. We're going to be right back talking to John Zmirak about everything. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. It's the show about everything.
Well, if she names the day, tell her that I care.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House Judiciary Committee has voted to issue subpoenas to the Justice Department for the full Mueller report after the Attorney General failed to turn it over on Tuesday. The state of Texas has filed a court petition seeking action against the company whose plant caught fire near Houston on Tuesday. One worker was killed, two were critically injured in that fire at the KMCO chemical plant in Crosby. Federal prosecutors say a woman carrying two Chinese passports and a device containing computer malware lied to Secret Service agents and briefly gained admission to President Trump's Mar-a-Lago club over the weekend. The head of NATO, Jens Stoltenberg, has used an unprecedented address to Congress, marking 70 years since the alliance's founding charter was signed in Washington, to make a pitch for unity. This is SRN News.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah, I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
You must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For locations, visit noahevent.com.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Ask your doctor to send your prescription to GoGoMeds.com. Once you fill in your information, it's in the system and your prescription is delivered. It's just that easy. Go to GoGoMeds.com and use the promo code MIKE2018 and save $10 on your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com, and the promo code MIKE2018 gets you $10 off your first prescription.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas here. You all know how much I love MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. This is not a joke. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on these sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. guarantee. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057, and use promo code ERIC or METAXAS to get 30% off plus free shipping, or go to MyPillow.com, but be sure to use the code ERIC or METAXAS, MyPillow.com. And I'm Eric Metaxas. And Albin, you're Albin.
I am.
And on the phone we have
nothing,
our friend.
Nothing cheap about me or John. Zero.
Although that tie does not look very expensive. Where'd you get that?
It's a horse tie. I bought it down in Texas.
Are you serious?
Really.
That's like a classic.
Yeah, it's a rodeo
tie. What the heck, a rodeo tie? Hey, we're talking to a man in Texas right now. His name is John Zmirak.
Hey.
John Zmirak, I want to say to you, you reminded me of something, and I want to ask you a question. First of all, you talk about Twitter banning unplanned movie. We're in a war right now. The idea that Twitter would despicably, I mean, really, it's despicable that they would do. Tell us about this.
Yeah, well, we can fix social media. And I wrote an article about this at stream.org responding to Elizabeth Warren's plan to have the post office take over Facebook and Twitter, essentially, and run it, or Amtrak run it. That is, make a government agency, essentially. What we need to do to fix the bias of social media is not to apply government regulations, because that all that will be is like the fairness doctrine. I don't know if you remember that the Democrats tried to destroy Rush Limbaugh in the 90s by applying the so-called fairness doctrine, that for every hour of a good conservative show, you had to have a screaming hysterical liberal, or it was somehow unfair.
That's ideological socialism.
What we need is to apply to social media companies libel and defamation law. Currently, they work through a loophole. They say, we're a neutral platform, so we can't be held responsible when people attack Nathan Phillips. We're just a neutral platform. Bull. When you start editing content based on whether you agree with it or approve of it, you go from being a neutral platform to being a publisher. And guess what publishers have to deal with? Libel and defamation suits. Welcome to the wonderful world that CNN and the New York Times have entered with Nick Sandman's lawyer is suing. He's the guy from the Covington, the boy in the Covington case.
Right.
His lawyer is suing the heck out of these media companies.
I think he's suing CNN
and defamed him.
And the Washington Post.
Twitter and Facebook are immune because they pretend not to be publishers, but they are. And President Trump could take the lead in changing that law.
Why
doesn't
he do that?
If you want to be a neutral platform, then the only speech you should be able to regulate is speech that's illegal. Otherwise, you'd let people speak freely the way these social media companies pretended when they were launched.
Well, you know what I find interesting? There was a little contretemps about Spotify, or was it Pandora? I think it was Spotify not so long ago, that they refused to carry certain things. And I said, not knowing that Spotify is a Swedish company, I guess, I said, this is fundamentally un-American. We cannot stand for this. This is wrong. And then somebody said, well, meh, you know, Eric, you're stupid. It's a Swedish company. And I thought to myself, look, if you do not have American values, America and American dollars, we should be careful about helping you do things which are destroying us and freedom in America. Therefore, when Google gets in bed with China, and when Google defies the U.S. and saying, we aren't going to help you with our brilliance, we're not going to help you to do what you need to do to keep America strong or whatever it is militarily, we as a nation have to say, look, you operate here because we, the people, allow you to. You can't come here and do anything you like. We have laws. We have values. And so if a company like Spotify is using the global market and globalism to infiltrate this country with their values, that's no different than Russian hacking of the election. It's the same thing. We have to protect ourselves, not just our borders, not just the integrity of our elections, but the integrity of our beliefs. And when you have people doing that kind of thing, it's like Tokyo Rose. You have people trying to infiltrate. We've got to stand against it. And right now, Google and Twitter and a number of these people, I would say they're behaving in a way that is fundamentally un-American. It's not just that they're against my conservative values. They're behaving in a way that's fundamentally un-American. They need to be held accountable. They do not get a free pass. They should not.
They're exploiting a loophole.
That's right.
There's a loophole in the law. They can pretend to be neutral platforms. Imagine if Sprint, if you had a Sprint phone, and if you said something politically incorrect, it hung up your call, canceled your account, and your phone went dead forever.
Right.
That's not a neutral platform, but that is Facebook, that is Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, all of those things. They need to be held accountable. We need someone, some Republican in Congress, to take this to the public and try to rewrite the Federal Communications Act to hold these social media companies accountable to the real principles of the law. Either you're a publisher or you're a neutral platform. Pick one, and that's the legal framework you have to work in. So if you want to be a neutral platform, you can't close down pro-life accounts. If you want to be a publisher, you're subject to libel suits. Pick one.
Well, let me ask you, you say you wrote an article about this. I think you need to write another article on this subject. And we need to do everything we can to publicize it, because the administration needs to see this. The administration absolutely needs to see this. We're going to go to a break. We're going to be right back with John Zmirak. Folks, don't go away. Albin, I want to tell you about Relief Factor.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I take it all the time.
I know you do.
A lot of people take it. Half the media are talking about it. But on this program, instead of me talking about it, how about if we could get somebody else to talk about it? Somebody, for example, named Finetta.
Oh.
Over the years, as I got older, I noticed pain in my hips, and it got worse and worse. Trying to walk upstairs, it was so miserable. That morning, I heard about Relief Factor. I ordered it right then. Within 3 weeks, I was free of pain.
That's what everybody says. You try it within three. If it's not helped you within 3 weeks, I wouldn't use it. But most people are helped by it. It's all natural botanicals. You could take it all day long. It's just not the kind of thing you have to worry about, like Advil or something. Well, you know, you don't want to take that stuff regularly. So go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. It has helped me. It has helped a ton of people. I highly recommend it. I beg my relatives to take it. Relieffactor.com. Hey, this is Eric Metaxas for Americans for Freedom of Religion. Look, I am blessed to have a platform where I can be authentic and open about who I am and what I believe. But too many public school students who want to peacefully pray, read the Bible, and share about their faith are silenced, embarrassed, and even disciplined by teachers and administrators. AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org teaches students of all faiths that they're protected while living out their faith in their public school. You'll find the Department of Education's clear guidelines on AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org. No student should have to apologize for being true to their values that you as parents worked so hard to instill in them. If you're a concerned Christian parent, please contact us so we can tell you how to get involved locally. You can volunteer, you can pray, and you can donate to keep our nonprofit mission moving forward. Visit AmericansForFreedomOfReligion.org to learn more. We need your partnership to achieve our goals. What's happening in our public schools to Christian students can be changed, and we're asking for your help.
For high school students who want to make the very most of their summer, there's the Summer Academy at the King's College, a premier Christian liberal arts college in New York City. This summer, join dozens of inquisitive high schoolers to study the ideas that shape civilizations. Choose from tracks like journalism, philosophy, economics, leadership, and visual storytelling, all taught from a biblical worldview. Learn more at tkc.edu/summeracademy. That's tkc.edu/summeracademy.
this Friday. Don't miss The Best of Enemies, starring Academy Award nominee Taraji P. Henson.
I play Ann Atwater, a civil rights activist who was able to approach hate with love.
And Academy Award winner Sam Rockwell.
All the better, you don't get my way.
Well, I'm going to get in your way.
If you change one heart, you can change the world.
I have a Bible.
And you ought to know, same God made you, made me.
The Best of Enemies, based on the untold true story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters Friday.
The way you get your medicine prescriptions is now changing across America. GoGoMeds.com can deliver your medicine right to your door. Here's all you need to do. Your doctor gives you the prescription. You go online to GoGoMeds.com, put in your information, and make sure to include the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. Your meds are then delivered to your home, and you've saved money. It's that easy. No more waiting, no lines, no copay each month, and best of all, no wandering around the store aimlessly waiting for your prescription to be filled. GoGoMeds.com, the new way to get your medicine delivered right to your door. Remember that getting your prescription filled now means never having to go to a store again. GoGoMeds.com. GoGoMeds.com. Use the promo code MIKE2018 to save $10 off your first prescription. That's GoGoMeds.com. Promo code MIKE2018.
Talk radio, possibly in all of radio.
Boston.
I'm telling you.
Right?
We're rocking it. We're rocking it. That, I think that was more than a feeling by Foreigner. Isn't that Foreigner?
No, I thought it was Boston.
It is Boston.
Yeah, I got it right.
Ding, ding,
Alvin,
ding, 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 ding. Go to the head of the class.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, we're talking to John Zmierak. John, whenever I talk to you, I get so excited, I can't shut up. That's a problem. It's a problem I have, but it's not a problem I'm willing to address this second because I got one thing I got to say. You have just got me excited about the idea that Greek Orthodox churches across America, I don't know how many Greek Orthodox people listen to this program, but I'm Greek, and I want to say to the Greek Orthodox churches in America, if you do not bring your kids to see the unplanned movie this week or this weekend, I want the names of the parishes that are not taking this seriously, because you owe your kids this. When I was growing up in the Greek church, they never talked about this from the pulpit. They never talked about that. You didn't know what to believe. You have got to teach.
I'll get bad news for you, Eric. In too many Catholic parishes, they talk about immigration rather than the rights of unborn children.
Yes, because, but I know that. Look, I know this. But you still send a million busloads.
Contracts that but, are connected with immigration.
I know that. But you still send busloads of kids to the March for Life. And there's some good folks out there. And I'm saying to my Greek brothers and sisters, please, for the sake of your kids, oh, and by the way, for the sake of your grandkids, take them to this movie. There are zillions of Greeks who can afford this, okay? They're working 724 in the diner. They got enough money to build five houses for their kids. Take some of that money and invest it in buying out a theater and sending the Greek youth group to this thing, and tell them to invite all their friends from high school. But if the churches, and I say Greek Orthodox because that's the church I grew up in, these are good people who are often not getting this kind of teaching. When people tell you it's rated R, I'm going to tell you straight up, baloney. Mm-hmm. Okay? This is what we call in Greek, skata, tipota, denine. It's nothing. I'm serious. It's like when they say it's rated R, there's a tiny scene in the beginning of the movie that might disturb you. And it's supposed to disturb you because it's true.
Yeah.
So don't let them lie to you.
Yeah,
so
just tell people it may be rated R, but don't worry. It's violence, not sex. It's just violence. Okay?
I mean, it's not. But the fact is, it's not even violence. There's like a few minutes and it's animation. Let's face it. So folks, I want to tell you, if you are any kind of church, but especially Greek Orthodox churches, you need to take some money and or get somebody money and say, take this from the parish funds, send your kids, save them from this culture, which is preaching against the Evangelion, to Christu. OK, I'm telling you right now, and I don't care Who's listening? I'm asking you, folks. This is the right thing to do. This movie's going to go out of the theater soon. We need to support it. Everybody in America should support it. Every church in America should support this. But I'm talking to my Greek brothers and sisters. Please step up. All right, John, you've written so much. What else do you want to talk about?
Well, there are just a few things I wanted to get briefly. There's a great new book by David Horowitz, and I hope you can have him on to talk about this.
We've already had him on in the studio.
Way ahead of you.
He was fantastic.
Okay, the book, Dark Agenda.
He was yes. He was so good. We're going to have him on, and we're kicking you to the curb. Goodbye, John Zmirak.
Goodbye.
Yeah, he was that good. He was that good. Okay,
he's got a great book, Dark Agenda.
Yeah.
Oh, and
yeah.
I wrote about it today at the stream. I said it's the best book on politics for Christians in 2019, and it's by David Horowitz, who is, as far as I know, not a Christian.
Oh, he's definitely not a Christian. I spoke to him about that on my radio program. I do hope people, if you go to the YouTube channel for the Eric Metaxas Show, and I'm saying this public service announcement, folks, we've got so much good stuff there. You say, oh, I missed this show, I missed that show. Go to the YouTube channel for the Eric Metaxas Show, and my interview with the great, great David Horowitz is there. It's a fascinating conversation. You need to know about the book. John, thank you for reminding us.
Yeah,
sure. And one other thing. Are you familiar with Carolyn Farrow?
I only am familiar with Carolyn Farrow because I follow you on Twitter.
Well, thanks. Yeah. Well, she's great, and she's a journalist in Britain. It'd be great if you had her on. She is a mother of four, pro-life activist. She was one of the people leading in the attempt to save Charlie Gard's life. And she was investigated and threatened with prison in Great Britain for misgendering, supposedly, a transsexual person. For using the wrong pronoun, she was reported to the police and threatened with a prison term.
Now, where, in what context was this? In a school? Where was she?
On Twitter. She used the wrong pronoun to refer to someone who had a sex change operation. And that person's mother claimed that this was harassment, that it violated the Communications Act in Great Britain, and tried to have Carolyn Farrow imprisoned. She had to go in and talk to the police. Subsequently, the woman dropped the complaint against her, but is prosecuting other people for doing the same thing. Several people have been threatened with prison in Britain just this year for not using the right pronoun. Now,
so
I wrote
if
a piece
I say
of the stream about this called "Freedom Starts with the Freedom to say
Bruce Jenner."
That's right.
So for saying Bruce Jenner in Britain, I could go to jail.
You could go to jail. But the good thing is, Eric, if you did go to jail for saying Bruce Jenner, but then you announced that you identified as a woman, they would have to put you in a woman's prison.
Oh,
They've done that with rapists. They've put male rapists who suddenly say they identify as women, they've put them in women's prisons in Britain where they've raped again.
You're kidding.
Huh.
No,
John,
I can't make this up. This is the kind of thing, right,
that you would make up.
Yeah.
You're telling me this has happened in Great Britain and
this
that they're so dumb that
like
they did
evil,
this?
It's like Evelyn Waugh is writing our headlines from purgatory.
Well, no joke. That's exactly what this is. I mean, when you say that they send a rapist of women into a women's prison because he falsely claims that he is a woman, we have now jumped ye old shark. Mm. And where
that's
are
right.
we? Where are we? This is madness.
Post-shark America.
great term.
Post-shark America. What does the Fonz have to say about that?
Yeah.
Henry Winkler's like...
It's not cool.
It's totally uncool.
Yeah, you might want to have Carolyn Farrell on. She's really articulate, and
okay.
She's really been through a lot. She's actually allying with feminists in Britain to try to protect the idea that male and female have a legal meaning and that women have the protections that feminists in past decades fought for.
Hang on. When we come back, final segment with John Zmirak. Stick around.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The House Judiciary Committee has voted to authorize a subpoena for the Mueller report.
Georgia's Doug Collins arguing that Democrats' push for an unredacted report and underlying information would force the Attorney General to break the law.
This is reckless, it's irresponsible, and it's disingenuous.
Collins says the law doesn't permit the release of grand jury information. Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says there may be a reason Republicans don't want Congress to see the full report.
The Mueller report probably isn't the, quote, total exoneration, unquote, the president claims it to be.
The vote is simply to give Nadler the authority to issue the subpoena. The timing of that would be up to him.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. Technology companies are helping to drive stocks on Wall Street higher this afternoon. The Dow has been up and down, but currently ahead 21 points. The NASDAQ is up 43. This is SRN News.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah, I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
You must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For locations, visit noahevent.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Hey, folks, we're talking to Big Bad John Zmirek on the Eric and Taxes show. John, just a few minutes left. What should we talk about? Bergoglian Rhapsody?
I have a piece of the stream called, Should Government Workers Have to Avoid Religious Symbols and Clothes? Because in Canada, they're passing a law that anyone who works for the government can't wear a yarmulke or hijab or a crucifix around their neck. And I think it's mainly aimed at Muslims, but it's going to affect everyone. And I wanted to weigh in on that. I have an idea. I think everyone who works for the government, from Capitol Hill lobbyists and congressional staff, anyone who works for the government, staffers, any department of the government, that or anyone who works for a nonprofit that's funded by federal money, should have to wear a gray jumpsuit, and it should say property of the government stenciled on the back. Imagine if we did that.
It
would show us what percentage of our national wealth is funneled through the federal government.
Wow.
And we would be staggered at the size of the government's footprint in our country, which was not at all what our founding fathers had in mind. I would like for at least one day for everyone who is funded by the federal government to have to wear a nondescript, formless gray jumpsuit with government property stenciled on the back.
But think of the money it would cost taxpayers to create all those jumpsuits. I prefer something simpler, like a turban of some kind. A simple silk turban, and women could wear a brooch in the front, just to, you know, if they want to look special, something out of the 20s or the 30s. But it's interesting because these are strange times we live in. When you have somebody like I can't remember the woman's name from Michigan who swore on a Quran.
Oh, Ilhan Omar, the congressman from Somalia.
Okay, now that woman, you will remember that Jeanine Pirro, Judge Jeanine Pirro, was taken off the air for daring to suggest that we might question her allegiance because she's wearing a hijab, right? Now, I think to myself, there are people who wear hijabs who are very serious about American values, but there are some who aren't. And I think it's an appropriate question. And you and I have talked about this before, but if you're swearing on a Quran, the Quran does not have the values that support religious liberty. The Bible does. If you're swearing on a book that doesn't support religious liberty, you are kind of crossing your fingers behind your back while you take the oath, are you not?
Yeah, it makes me wish that some libertarian who got elected would insist on being sworn in on 50 Shades of Grey, just to make the point.
Yeah, or B.F. Skinner's Walden 2.
Mein Kampf.
Why not?
There's one.
A book is a book.
Mm.
Hey, we all have our different values.
Green eggs and ham. I promise, if you elect me to Congress, I will get sworn in on green eggs and ham.
How about a Confederacy of Dunces?
There you go. There you go.
That's a book to live by.
Or 1984, perhaps. Animal Farm. Well, it is interesting, though, isn't it, John? We're out of time here, but the idea that somebody could swear in a Quran, that's disturbing. Not the hijab. The Quran, because this is when you start realizing how ignorant people are about faith. And they go, well, it's just another holy book. Really? How about Anton LaVey's Satanic Bible? What about that?
It's just another religion like, you know, Scientology.
Yeah.
Or Jim
These
Jones.
Are all wonderful religions. Who's to say what's what? Who's to say the devil is not God? We wanted to end on a happy note. We failed. John Zmierich, my friend, thank you so much. Always a joy to have you. Folks, in hour two, more craziness on the Eric Metaxas Show. Stick around.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.